بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وباء. Okay, today this is our fifth session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3, Dr. Fa Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. And today, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, it is our hope to continue with the second lesson, lesson number 2 from the Level 3 course, which we began last week. Last week we discussed all of the grammatical points that are contained in this lesson, new points that are contained in this lesson. 9 points. We discussed them last week, and today, بإذنالله تعالى, we want to continue from there. We want to go on to the Arabic text, or we're going to review just a little bit of the English key and then go to the Arabic text on pages 20 to 22. And then we're going to check your answers to that first 7 exercises. Exercises 1 through 7 on pages 23, 24, and just the top of 25. So, just to refresh our memories because of the importance of this new material, we want to look at the English key a little bit and not read through it completely like we did last week. So, the first point that we had in the English key, starting on page 14, was related to waw al-haw. We said that there are three, waw has many meanings in the Arabic language. From amongst them is the waw that means A-N-D, the waw al-atf, this and that. And another of them is the waw that means person is making an oath, swearing. For example, you say, wallahi, and this is waw al-qasm. And it is harf jar, it is a preposition. And the third one is the one that we're looking at in this lesson, waw al-hal. And in summary, we said that this waw al-hal is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence. A subordinate nominal sentence. Meaning that there's a main sentence, and then there's a secondary subordinate sentence. And as we're taking it in this lesson, we're looking at the subordinate nominal sentence. It could be a jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya, but in this lesson we're looking at the jumla ismiya. This subordinate nominal sentence describes the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place. The subordinate nominal sentence describes, tells us about the circumstances, the state, the condition under which the action of the main sentence took place. The example he gave us, دخلتُ المسجد والإمام يركعُ. I entered the masjid. What was the circumstance of the action of the main sentence entering? What was happening while I was entering? The Imam was performing ruku. So this is a very important matter, the waw al-hal. We're going to look at it in the exercises today and in the Arabic text, the beginning of the Arabic text. We're going to look at it in a little bit more detail. One of the things that we want to mention is that if that subordinate nominal sentence, if its khabar is a fi'l, it should be a fi'l mudari. And in the examples of that we looked at last week, in each case, the khabar of the subordinate nominal sentence, the khabar in each case was a verb, a fi'l, and therefore it was a fi'l mudari. We also looked at in this lesson the two meanings of la'alla, at-taraji and ishfaq, hope and fear. And we looked at the fi'l, the ism fi'l, ilaykum, which is composed of the preposition ila and the pronoun kum. And the meaning of it is ilaykum, khudu. It's a noun that has the meaning and the work, the effect of a verb. And therefore it has a maf'ulun bi. إليكم أمثلةً. أمثلةً is the مفهوم من بين منسوب. Sign of being منسوب is فتح. We looked at the word أشياء, and we said that originally that word is أشياء on the pattern of أفعلاء. It's a broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف. We also said that the past tense verb, when it's used for dua, to express any something that you want to happen in the future, even though the wording of it is past tense, the meaning of it is future tense, and that usage of the past tense verb is not negated by ma, a nafia, rather it's negated by la nafia. Then we looked at the what is called min azaida, and we said that this min is used for tawqid or ta'qid, yani to emphasize the meaning of whatever is stated in that sentence, yani that it is all inclusive of everything, yani every member of what is included in the statement. For example, if you say, do you have a question? Yani hal min su'al, min here means that it is general. Yani you are asking, do you have a question? Generally, any question at all, any type of question. Okay, so we said that the use of this min has conditions, two conditions. The first condition is that the sentence should contain either negation or prohibition or interrogation, and that interrogation should be with the particle hell. Yani it should have a negation, yani ma ghaba, or it has, or should have yani prohibition, la yakhruj, or should have interrogation, yani hell, min su'al, interrogation with the particle hell. And the second condition is that the noun that comes after min should be nakira. Yani the noun that is the object of the preposition min should be indefinite. Those are the two conditions for the use of min azaida, and we gave many examples, and we said that the word that comes after min in its original sentence, since min is something extra added to the sentence for emphasis, if that min wasn't there, the word that follows the min could have been mansub as the maf'ulun bi, it could have been marfun as a fa'il, could have been a mubtada, and so on. And as such, it retains its function in the sentence, even though it became majrur, yani, because of the preposition min, it became majrur, but, yani, it still retains its function as the fa'il, or as the maf'ulun bi, or as the mubtada, and so on. And we'll look at that in greater detail. The example of the word after min being the fa'il is ma hadara ahadun. Yani in this sentence, hadara is the fa'il and ahadun is the fa'il, but when min enters upon the sentence, it became ma hadara min ahadin. So, yani the min made it majrur, but originally it is yani the fa'il marfun with dhamma. Example of it being a maf'ulun bi is ma ra'aytu ahadan. Yani in this sentence, ra'a is the fi'il, tu is the fa'il, and ahadan is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. But when min came, it became ma ra'aytu min ahadin. So it is still the maf'ulun bi, or it is still the fa'il, and so on. But yani we see it as being yani the object of a preposition, so we see it taking, changing its ending from kasra, from fatha to kasra, or from dhamma to kasra, and so on. We also had lada, which has the same meaning as inda, as in the question, ماذا لديك, meaning ماذا عندك, what do you have, or what is with you. And we said that the pronoun, if a pronoun is attached to lada, the alif maksura is changed to ya, so lada becomes لديك, or لدينا, and so on. And then we said the sentence دخلت على المدير means I have entered upon the مدير, yani in his office. دخلت على الطبيب, yani meaning I entered upon the doctor in the hospital, the cook in the kitchen, the imam in the masjid, and so on, like this. The plural of معنا we said is معان, and with the definite article المعاني, and other words like that is yani جوار with alif lam الجواري, layalin, al-layali, nawadin, al-nawadi. These nouns are declined like the mankus that we saw in lesson 1. That is, when they are marfoon and majroor, they lose their ya. If they don't have alif lam and they're not mansub or mudhaf, they lose the ya, so they take tanween. They take tanween. Even though they are on the pattern of mafail, which is a plural pattern that's mamnoom and asarf, but they take tanween when they lose their ya ending. Yani al-jawari loses its ya, became jawarin. Al-layali loses its ya, became layalin, and so on like this. So we looked at that in some detail at the end of the last week's session. And we saw examples of this type of word when it's marfoon, mansoob, and majroor, and the i'rab of those such, how it is, yani what is its i'rab in the sentences. And then we saw it, examples of it without alif lam, and then examples with alif lam, and how the, yani what's the difference in the i'rab when it has alif lam or when it doesn't. Okay, so that's pretty much what we covered last week in terms of the English key. A quick summary of what we covered last week, just to refresh our memory. And we didn't last week get a chance to read the Arabic text, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, so that's what we're going to do today. I think, that's where we stopped at last week, so we're going to start with the Arabic dialogue on page 20, and then we're going to try to do some of the exercises. And I think we had homework exercises 1 through 7. So there's one matter that perhaps we can look at here, and from the English key, and I'm just going to take a moment to look at this, only because the question came up last week, and I'm not even sure. Let me just try to take a look back and see what was the question. Here, the question last week that came. Assalamu alaikum. I was understanding I should have limadha in front of a verb and ma, or madha in front of a verb and ma in front of a noun. In this class, we had the sentence madha ladeika, and madha indaka is one more correct. What was the difference between jawar and fa? Okay, so. I may have misunderstood, but I think the question was, what's the explanation of the use of ماذا and ما? Yani, ماذا is more commonly used in reference to verbs, yani in a sentence that begins with a verb, and ma is more commonly used in reference to sentences that begin with a noun. So the use of ماذا, as it came in our lesson last week, ماذا لديك, and I said that ماذا لديك, because لدى has the same meaning of عند, I said that ماذا عندك, and I think the question was in reference to ماذا being used, yani as it is commonly seen, it's primarily used with a verb, and ما used with a noun. And I don't want to go into any detail about this because it could be a little confusing at this point, and this is not really part of our lesson. But I'll just try to summarize the issue and say that though in the Quran, the overwhelming majority of the times that ماذا is used with a verb following it. And there are not a lot of cases, though there are some, in which ماذا is used without a verb following it. Okay, so it is more commonly used with a verb, and ma is more commonly used with nouns. However, yani, to summarize the issue, ma al-istifhamiya, it is considered to be, yani, that its usage is that it's used first and foremost with غير عاقل, yani non-humans. But it may also be used to ask about the reality of something or the description of something, whether that thing is aql or ghayr aql. So ma can be used with aql and ghayr aql. It can be used with a noun, it can be used with a verb. So what I want to say in the summary is that sometimes ma comes by itself, ma istifhamiya, yani meaning what? And sometimes it comes joined with ذا. So you get ماذا. And that's what we had in our lesson, ماذا عندك. And we have ما that's connected to ذا. So it came as though it is one word. يعني ما plus ذا may be joined together as one word with the meaning, yani in that case, ماذا means ما. It means the same as ما, what. Okay? And its إعراب is the same as ما. So the ذا that's attached to the ما, that ذا can be إشارية or can be موصولية. Okay, it can be إشارية, يعني ما that's used as إشارة, or it can be used as ما that's used as يعني اسم موصول. Alright? So, if it is ما إشارية, it will be followed by a noun. If it's ما الموصولية, then it's followed by a verb. So, ماذا, يعني the ذا in ماذا, can be intended by that the ذا موصولية, in which case it will be followed by a verb. So you say ماذا يعني أكلت, for example. The meaning here is that this is ما الاستفهامية attached to ذا الموصولية. So it is as though you're saying ماذا أكلت يعني ما الذي أكلت. What is it that you have eaten? Okay, so that's used with a verb. So ماذا used with a verb is common. That's not unusual. But ماذا used with a noun, the meaning of this is that it's ما الاستفهامية and ذا الإشارية. So the meaning, for example, if you said ماذا عندك, يعني the meaning is ما هذا عندك, what is this that is with you? يعني in other words, ماذا here is ما الاستفهامية, it's the regular ما. Okay, but يعني it has ذا as an اسم إشارة. ماذا عندك يعني ما هذا عندك, what is this that is with you? So in this sense, ما, when it's joined to ذا, it can be used with a noun, يعني the ذا being يعني إشارة, and it can be joined with a verb, the ذا being موصولة. So it would mean, if it's اسم موصولة, it would mean ما ذا here, meaning يعني الذي, what is it, الذي, which أكلت, you ate, ماذا أكلت. But this is actually يعني this ماذا, it can be used with a verb following it, and it can be used with a noun following it. ماذا can be used with a noun. In that case though, when it's used with a noun, as it came in this lesson, the understanding of it is that it's ما الاستفهامية and ذا الإشارية, ذا الإشارية, in which case ماذا now is used not only with a verb, but it's also used with a noun. And even though it's ماذا is more commonly used with verbs, it can be used with a noun, as it was used in this lesson. I hope that helps to explain, to answer the question that was asked last week. Otherwise, any, this is not really part of our topic for this course or for this level. But the question came up, and I thought that perhaps I need to try to explain it a little bit more clearly. Wallahu musta'an. Okay, let's go on with our lesson for today. Leave that behind us. And, you know, because again, it's not really part of, you know, our curriculum for this course, for this level. And it's, yani, it's not that important. Yani, in other words, the bottom line, the summary is that ماذا can be used with a verb, which is its most common use, and ماذا can also be used with a noun, yani with the meaning of what? ما and ذا meaning إشارة, يعني ذا الإشارية. So it can be used with a noun as well. Allahu a'lam. Okay, so today, inshallah, what we want to do is we want to read the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 20, 21, and 22. Lengthy dialogue. It contains all of the new grammatical materials that are in this lesson, and many of the vocabulary words, and some vocabulary words that are also new, that we may have not have seen before. At this point, yani, since we are not actually being given a list of vocabulary words, then yani, it's incumbent upon us to identify new words and make an attempt to learn those new words. Make an attempt to learn those new words, yani using a dictionary. Now, let's read from top of page 20. الدرسو الثاني. الدرسو الثاني. the second lesson. Al-Mudarris, the teacher says, Aina Hamidun? Where's Hamid? Faisalun says, Sayati ba'da qalilin, insha'Allah. He will come after a little while, insha'Allah, if Allah wills. Ra'aytuhu wa huwa yadkhulu al-hammama. I saw him while he was entering the bathroom. Okay, so in this statement here we have a shahid for this lesson, that is waw al-hal. Ra'aytuhu wa, this is waw al-hal, wa huwa yadkhulu al-hammama. I saw him while he was entering the bathroom. So what we want to note here is that this waw al-hal comes at the beginning of the subordinate nominative sentence. It comes attached to, prefix to the subordinate nominal sentence, jumla ismiya. And this subordinate sentence describes the circumstances in which the action of the main sentence took place. So the main sentence, the action of the main sentence is ra'aytuhu. Yani the action is seeing. So what was the circumstances in which the action of seeing took place in the main sentence? Any of the circumstances, the state, the condition was that when I saw him, he was entering the hammam. So the subordinate nominative sentence tells us about the circumstances of the action of the main sentence. Main sentence, ra'aytuhu, subordinate sentence, huwa yadkhulu al-hammam. I saw him while he was entering the hammam. Wow, yani wow how, is the wow that tells us the how, the condition or the circumstance, yani, of the action of the main sentence. And from the rules that we mentioned last week is that the subordinate yani sentence, the jumla ismiya, subordinate sentence, if its khabar is a verb, it should be a mudari verb. So here in the subordinate sentence we have huwa yadkhulu al-hamama. Huwa is the mubtada and yadkhulu is the khabar. So if the khabar is a verb, it should be a mudari verb. Should be a mudari verb. So huwa yadkhulu al-hamama. Yani I saw him while he was entering the bathroom. Okay. The teacher says, wa aina hamzatu? And where's Hamza? Faisalun says, kharaja min al-fasli wa huwa yahmilu kutubahu. Adhunnu annahu raja'a ila al-mahji'i. Yani Faisal answers, where's Hamza? He went out of the classroom while he was carrying his books, and he took his books with him. I think that he returned to the dormitory. And he didn't go out of the bathroom to come back because he took his books with him. All right? The shahid in this sentence, what we want to look at here is, yani the main sentence is kharaja min al-fasl. Yani where's Hamza? He left the classroom. The subordinate nominative sentence, jumla ismiya, is huwa yahmilu kutubahu. Huwa yahmilu kutubahu. He was carrying his books. Yani he went out of the classroom. Going out is the action of the main sentence. The circumstance of that going out was he was in the condition or circumstance of carrying his books. Again, if the subordinate nominative sentence, if its khabar is a verb, it should be a mudari verb. So we see here, wahuwa yahmilu fi'l mudari. أَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ رَجَعَ إِلَى الْمَحْجَرِ. Muawiyah says, he adds to this, رَأَيْتُهُ وَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ الْمُسْتَوْصَفِ لَعَلَّهُ مَرِيضٌ. Yani, Faisal thought that he was carrying his books, probably, maybe he went back to the dormitory. But Muawiyah says, I saw him while he was entering the clinic, the مُسْتَوْصَف. لَعَلَّهُ مَرِيضٌ. Perhaps he is sick. And again, the shahid, what we want to look at here in terms of the grammar of this lesson is, ra'aytuhu is the main sentence, huwa yadkhulu al-mustawsaf is the subordinate sentence, it's a jumla ismiya, beginning with a ism, huwa, its khabar is a fi'l, so it should be a fi'l mudari, yadkhulu. I saw him while he was entering al-mustawsaf, the hospital or the clinic. Perhaps he is, la'allahu mareed. And here I want to note, لَعَلَّهُ مُرِيد, يعني لَعَلَّ is from أَخَوَاتُ إِنَّ. Its ism should be مَرْفُوعٌ, and its خَبَر, I mean, its ism should be mansub, and its خَبَر should be مَرْفُوعٌ. So we see here, يعني, that the ism of لَعَلَّ is a pronoun. Pronouns are مَبْنِيٌ, so we don't say it's mansub, but rather we say it is what? مَبْنِيٌ فِي مَحَلِّ نَصْب. And then مَرِيدٌ is the خَبَر of لَعَلَّ, is مَرْفُوعٌ وَالْضَمَّة. The teacher says, يعني after Muawiyah says, I saw him entering the Musawsaf, perhaps he is sick. Teacher says, شفاه الله. شفاه الله. يعني may Allah heal him or cure him. And then after a pause, he says, متى رجعتم من مكة يا إخوانو. When did you all return from Mecca, O brothers? So what we want to note here in terms of the grammar of this lesson is the sentence, شفاه الله. يعني شفاه الله, the verb is a past tense verb, but what is intended is dua. يعني may Allah heal him. يعني its meaning is مستقبل. Even though the expression itself, شفا, is a فعل ماضي. But what is intended by it is, the meaning is مستقبل. Because what is intended by this فعل ماضي is dua. شفاه الله. And if it was negated, then it would be negated with لا النافية instead of مع النافية. The next line, Faisal says, رَجَعْنَا مَسَاءَ أَمْسِي. Yani in terms of the question from the teacher, when did you all return from Mecca, O brothers? Faisal says, رَجَعْنَا مَسَاءَ أَمْسِي. Yani we returned the evening of yesterday. The evening of yesterday. Yani yesterday evening. After this, خَرَجْنَا مِنْ مَكَّةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَطْلُعُ وَوَسَلْنَا طَيْبَةَ الطَّيِّبَةَ وَالنَّاسُ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِيِّ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الظُّهُرِ. So here we have two points in this lesson that we want to pay attention to. خَرَجْنَا, I mean in this sentence. خَرَجْنَا مِنْ مَكَّةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَطْلُعُ. And we exited, we left from Mecca while the sun was تَطْلُعُ. Yani the sun was rising at the time of sunrise. So again, yani we have waw al-hal wash-shamsu tatlu'u. So waw al-hal, yani it is prefixed to the subordinate nominal sentence. Jumla ismiya wash-shamsu, that's a jumla ismiya, begins with a noun. Wash-shamsu tatlu'u. So here, if the jumla ismiya, the subordinate sentence, if its khabar is a verb, we said it should be a mudari verb, so we have tatlu'u fi'l mudari. Okay, خرجنا من مكة, we went out of Mecca. What was the circumstance of the action of the main verb, of the main sentence, yani going out? We were going out. What was the circumstances? While the sun was rising. ووصلنا طيبة الطيبة, and we reached, yani the city of Medina. Yani this is one of the names of the city of Medina. طيبة الطيبة. We reached the city of Medina, وَالنَّاسُ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِي بَعْدِ صَلَاةِ الظُّهُرِ. And we, yani, arrived at the city of Medina, طيبة الطيبة, while the people were coming out of the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after the Dhuhr Salat, the noontime Salat. Again here, وَسَلْنَا is the main sentence. وَسَلْنَا طَيْبَةَ الطَّيِّبَةَ. النَّاسُ يَخْرُجُونَ is the subordinate nominal sentence. It begins with a noun, النَّاسُ. Its خَبَر is a verb. يَخْرُجُونَ should be a مُضَارِ verb. And we arrived at the city of Medina while the people, wow, yani what was the condition of our arrival? People were coming out of the Prophet's masjid after Salat al-Dhuhr. Teacher says, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ عُمْرَتَكُمْ. May Allah accept you all, yani plural, second person masculine, plural, may Allah accept your umrah. تقبل الله. And again here, this is a past tense verb, meaning is future, مستقبل, because what is intended here is dua, may Allah accept your umrah. The student said, Ameen, yani meaning, may Allah accept, استجب, yani the meaning of Ameen is istajib, may Allah accept, and may Allah respond, may Allah answer. This is the ism, fi'il, amra. Yani it's a verb noun that its meaning is command, yani or request in this case, because it's dua. I mean, it's we're asking Allah, yani we're not demanding, but we're asking Allah to accept that supplication. The teacher says, اقرأ الحديثة المكتوبة على الصبورة يا معاوية. Read the hadith that is maktub, written. Read the hadith that is written on the board, O Muawiyah. Yani the i'rab of this sentence is relatively simple. Yani al hadith is mafulun bi mansub, al maktub is a na'at, also mansub. Sabura is the object of the preposition ala, is majrur with kasra, and so on. Now, Muawiyah says, yani the teacher said, read the hadith which is written on the board, O Muawiyah. The circumstances before Muawiyah speaks is yaqifu wa yaqra'u. Yani he stands and he reads. What does he read? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He stands and he reads Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The teacher says iqra wa anta jalisun. By the way, yaqifu wa yaqra'u, the waw here is waw al-atif. It's a conjunction. And he did two things. He stood and he read. In the next sentence, the teacher says, اقرأ وأنت جالسون. This wow is not wow al-atif. This wow is wow al-hal. Because this wow is prefixed to a subordinate nominal sentence, which tells us something about the circumstance in which the action of the main sentence took place. What's the action of the main sentence? Read. Yani the fi'l amr, read. Read. While you're in what condition? While you are sitting. Instead of standing, reading, sit down and read. اقرأ وأنت جالسون. Read while you are sitting. This is واو الحال. And the subordinate جملة اسمية, nominative sentence, is أنت جالسون. أنت is the مبتدا, جالسون is the خبر مرفوع والضمة. معاوية says, أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقفٌ. I want to read while I am standing. I want to stand. أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقفٌ. Here, this wow is wow al-hal, because it's telling us what? The condition that I want to read, in what condition? While I am standing. So it's telling us about the circumstances of the action of the main sentence. Uridu an aqra. Yani, so the action of the main sentence is reading. What is its condition? I want to read while I'm standing. The teacher says, kama tasha'u, as you like. Yani, if you want to read standing, no problem, as you like, read standing. Turn to page 21, Muawiyah says, and he begins to read the hadith that's written on the board, an Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد فقال صلي ركعتين. متفق عليه. يعني the hadith of Jabir, on the authority of Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, Jabir said, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was in the masjid. Okay, the main sentence is أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yani in the action of the main sentence is coming. Yani أتى, I came, إتيان. The subordinate nominative sentence is هو في المسجد. And the subordinate nominative sentence, yani prefix with واو الحال, tells us or describes to us the circumstances of the action of the main sentence. Yani the action of coming. What about under what circumstances? I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wow, circumstances was what? He was in the masjid. And then he said, "Salli rak'ataini," pray two units of prayer, two rak'ah. Muttafaqun alayh, yani meaning agreed upon as being authentic by al-Bukhari and Muslim. The mudarris, the teacher says, "Ashrahu lakum ad-darsa al-ana." Yani I will explain for you all the lesson now. أشرحوا لكم الدرس الآن فاسمعوا وَلَا تَكْتُبُوا شَيْئًا وَأَنَا أَشْرَحُ. Then the teacher says, listen up, all of you, and do not write anything, وَأَنَا أَشْرَحُ, while I am explaining the lesson. Do not write anything. So, the main sentence is, لَا تَكْتُبُوا شَيْئًا. The action of the main sentence is writing. The subordinate sentence, أَنَا أَشْرَحُ, any prefix by waw al-hal, is telling us the circumstances, yani something related to the circumstances of not writing, yani do not write while I am ashrahu, explaining the lesson. Ta'ati, the teacher goes on to explain, ta'ati al-wawu lima'anin kathiratin. Yani, waw comes with many meanings. Comes with ta'ati wawu lima'anin kathira. In this sentence, ta'ati is the fi'l, al-wawu is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, and ma'anin is the object of the preposition li. Li ma'anin kathiratin is a not describing ma'anin. The i'rab of ma'anin is of concern to us here. Ta'ati wawu lima'anin. So we say that ma'anin is what? That it is the object of the preposition li. So it's ism majroor. The object of the preposition li, so it's ism majroor. The sign of it being majroor, I'm saying this a little bit slow so you can comprehend, and also so that you yourself can explain the i'rab with me, so that you have a chance to think about it yourself. What is the i'rab of ma'anin? Yani it's the object of the preposition li, ism majroor. Wa alamatu jarrihi, and the sign of it being majroor is what? Yani kasra. Or fatha. And you remember that ma'ani, here it's the object of the preposition, but it's a plural on the pattern of mafail, which are mamnu min as-sarf. And words that are mamnu min as-sarf, yani when they are majroor, they take fatha or kasra. Yani the original sign of jar is kasra, but for words that are mamnu min as-sarf, the sign of jar is fatha. So we say that it is majroor, yes, but the sign of it being majroor is not kasra, it's fatha. And here it is a takdiri i'rab, because yani we don't actually see the sign here. This tanween is in place of the ya, that is ya al-mahdufa. So the tanween here is not the sign, yani the kasra of the tanween here is not the sign of the i'rab. Rather, the sign of the i'rab is on the ya that is omitted. So we say that in terms of its i'rab, that it's majroor, and the sign of being majroor is fatha, muqaddara, ala al-ya al-mahdufa. It's fatha, why? Because it's mamnu min al-sarf. It's majroor, the sign of words that are mamnu min al-sarf. When the majroor is fatha, it's muqaddara, because we don't actually see it. It doesn't appear. Yani it's muqaddara on the ya that is mahdufa. I hope it's clear. Okay, so the teacher says, ta'ati al-wawu lima'anin kathiratin minha al-atf. Yani from amongst the meanings of waw is waw al-atf, yani the conjunction, yani that joins two things together. For example, kharaja الزبير وحامد. يعني الزبير and حامد went out. الزبير وحامد. They both went out. So this is wow. العطف, it joins حامد to الزبير, taking its same إعراب. So الزبير, as being the فاعل, is مرفون with ضمة, and حامد is معطوف. يعني connected to it by the conjunction wow العطف. So it's also مرفون with ضمة. Then he says, another example of waw al-atf, darasna al-yawma as-sira, as-sirata wal-fiqha. Darasna al-yawma as-sirata wal-fiqha. Yani today we studied sira, yani the biography, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we also studied fiqh, yani jurisprudence. So here again, this is an example of waw al-atf, joining two things together, sira and as-sira and al-fiqh. And yani As-sira in this sentence is the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb darasna. Maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, and al-fiqh is connected to it by waw al-atif, so it's also mansub with fatha. Another example of waw al-atif he gave, akaltu wa sharibtu. I ate and I drank. And so, yani, we see that akaltu, I ate and I drank, yani shiribtu is connected to akaltu by waw al-atif. Now, after this, minha, yani from the meanings of waw is waw al-qasm. Waw al-qasm. Waw al-qasm means, yani, when you're swearing by something, making an oath, right? Swearing. Al-qasamu. For example, wallahi ma ra'ituhu. This is an example of waw al-qasm, yani, swearing. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, I didn't see him. And waw al-qasm is a harf jar, so it makes the noun following it majroor. Wallahi ma ra'ituhu. By Allah, I didn't see him. Then he says, he explains to us after giving that example, وَوَاوُ الْقَسَمِ مِنْ حُرُوفِ الْجَرْ. And وَاوُ الْقَسَمْ is from the prepositions. حُرُوف الْجَرْ, yani harf jar. It's a harf jar. So it makes the its object مَجْرُوَ with kasra. Or, yani, or one of the secondary signs. The third type of wow is وَمِنْهَا الْحَالِ. Yani, a third type of waw is waw al-hal. For example, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallama wa huwa fil masjidi. I came to the Prophet while he was in the masjid. A, meaning, hala qawnihi fil masjidi. I came to the Prophet wa huwa fil masjidi, meaning, yani, I came to the Prophet wa hala qawnihi fil masjid, yani the condition was that he was in the masjid. Yani I came to him while he was in the condition of being in the masjid. The main sentence, ataytu an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The action of the main sentence is coming. The description of the circumstances of the action of the main sentence is, yani the description of the coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he was, yani the coming while he was in the masjid. Yani hala qawnihi, yani his condition was that he was in the masjid. Another example, رَأَيْتُ الْحَسَنَ وَهُوَ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْمَقْصِفِ. I saw Hassan while he was coming out of the maqsaf, yani the canteen, the place where you buy, yani a small shop or something where you buy donuts or cookies or coffee or something like this, tea. رأيت الحسن وهو يخرج من المقصف. The main sentence, رأيت الحسن. The action of the main sentence is رأى, seeing. The subordinate جملة اسمية is هو يخرج, while he was coming out. The خبر of the subordinate جملة اسمية, the خبر of the جملة اسمية هو يخرج, the خبر is a verb. And so if it's a verb, yani the khabar should be a mudari verb. So we have yakhruju fi'l mudari. The meaning of this sentence, ra'aytu al-hasan wa huwa yakhruju min al-maqsifi, ay hal khurujihi minhu. Yani his hal, his condition, was that he was coming out from the maqsif. I saw him while his condition was that he was exiting, coming out from the al-maqsif, the canteen. Then the teacher who's explaining the lesson says, وَإِلَيْكُمْ أَمْثِلَةً أُخْرَى. يعني إِلَيْكُمْ here is a ism fi'l amr. It means خُذُوا. يعني إِلَيْكَ mean, would mean خُذ. But here we have plural, the pronoun كُم. So it's خُذُوا, take. أَمْثِلَةً, examples, أُخْرَى, other examples, or more examples, لِوَاوِ الْحَالِ. Take more examples of وَاوِ الْحَالِ. And again, the ism fi'l, it has the amal of the verb that it represents. So it takes a maf'ulun bi. And amthilatan is the maf'ulun bi of ilaykum. Ilaykum, أمثلة أخرى. So here are more examples. Number one, مات أبي وأنا صغير. My father died while I was young. Okay, the main sentence is what? مات أبي. The action of the main sentence is dying. My father died. The subordinate sentence is أنا صغير. يعني prefix by واو الحال. أنا صغير. أنا is the مبتدأ, صغير is the خبر. There's no verb as the khabar, so we don't have to look at that particular issue. If the khabar was a verb, it should be mudari. Mata abi wa ana saghirun. Yani my father died. The condition that describes the action of the main sentence is that my condition was that I was saghir, young. Number two, dakhaltu al-masjida wal-imamu yarka'u. I entered the masjid while the imam was performing ruku', any bowing. The main sentence, دخلتُ المسجد. The action of the main sentence is entering. The description of the circumstances of the action of the main sentence of entering is, يعني the entering took place while the imam was performing ruku'. والإمام يركعُ. The subordinate sentence is الإمام يركعُ. يعني الإمام is the مبتدا, يركع is the خبر. If the خبر is a فعل, it should be a فعل مضارع. Number three, لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. Do not eat while you are full. يعني while your stomach is full. لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. And by the way, شبعان, يعني it's from those adjectives that have the extra فتح ألف نون at the end, which means that it's ممنوع من الصرف. يعني its feminine form is يعني فعلا, so it loses its noon. يعني أنت شبعا, أنت شبعان, feminine أنت شبعا. لا تأكل is the main sentence. The action of eating is the action of the main sentence. The description of that action of the main sentence is being full. Don't eat while you are already full. Then the teacher, after giving these extra examples, says, لَعَلَّكُمْ فَهَمْتُمْ. Perhaps, يعني it is hoped, يعني it is, يعني the teacher is saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ فَهَمْتُمْ, يعني meaning that it is hoped that you all have understood, يعني واو الحال. هاتي الآن مثالاً لواو العطف يا أيوب. So now the teacher is going to go through any examples of different types of واو, واو العطف, واو القسم, and واو الحال, which is the main topic of our discussion in this lesson. لعلكم فهمتم. هاتي الآن, give me now مثالاً, an example, لواو العطف يا أيوب. An example of واو العطف, أو أيوب. Give me an example of واو العطف. Ayub says, ذهبت إلى السوق واشتريت أشياء. I went to the marketplace and I purchased things, some things. This is an example of واو العطف, because it's a conjunction just joining, يعني two things. ذهبت واشتريت. I went and I purchased. So this is واو العطف. And by the way, just as a reminder, ashiya is originally ash yi a, which is a pattern of broken plurals that's mamnu min asarf, and therefore it doesn't take tanween. Ash yi a, yani ash yi a is its original form. Now it's ashiya. The teacher then says, and after he gave that example, أحسنت هاتي مثالا لواو القسم يا معاوية. That is excellent. You have done well, to Ayyub. And he says to معاوية, give me an example for واو القسم, the واو of swearing. معاوية says, والله ما غبت قط. By Allah, I have not been absent ever. ما غبت قط ever. So this while, Yani, while al-qasm is a harf jar, right? So that means the noun that follows it should be majroor. Wallahi. Yani, while al-qasm is harf jar, it's a preposition, it makes the noun following it majroor. The teacher says, Ahsanta, hati mithalan liwawi al-hali, ya faisalu. You have done well. Seeing he says this to Muawiyah, you have done well. And now he says to Faisal, give me an example of waw al-hal. Faisal says, Dakhaltu al-masjida wal-imam yakhtubu. I entered the masjid while the imam was speaking, yani addressing the people, giving a khutbah. Dakhaltu al-masjid wal-imamu yakhtubu. Again, Dakhaltu al-masjid is the main sentence. The action of the main sentence is entering. Al-imamu yakhtubu is the subordinate jumla ismiya, nominative sentence. Al-imam is the mubtada marfu'un wa dhamma. The khabar is a fi'l. Yakhtubu, therefore, should be a fi'l mudari. Yani, when the khabar of the subordinate sentence, when the khabar is a fi'l, it should be fi'l mudari. So I entered the masjid. Under what circumstances? The imam was giving an address to the people, khutbah. Turning to page 22, the teacher says, Ahsanta, you have done well. Hati mithalan akha ya Yunusu. Then he says, give me another example. Yani of waw al-hal, O Yunus. Yunus says, Talabtu al-ilma wa ana kabirun. I sought knowledge while I was big, yani old in age. Wa ana kabirun. So the main sentence, talabtu al-ilm, the subordinate sentence, ana kabir, yani the action of the main sentence is seeking, yani seeking knowledge. The description of the circumstance of the action of the main sentence is, yani the seeking of knowledge, yani took place while I was kabir, yani old. The teacher says, Ahsanta, you have done well, Yunus. Ya Ubaidallah, udhkur ayatan fiha wawun lilhali. Then he says to Ubaidallah, mention an ayah from the Quran which contains wawun lilhali, which contains a waw that is waw al-hal. Now, mention an ayat fiha, which contains within it a waw, that's waw al-hal, a waw for hal. Ubaidullah says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed or rejected shaytan, in the name of Allah, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. And then he recites from the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 161st verse, Inna alladhina kafaru وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا. Verily those who have disbelieved and they have died, وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, while they were disbelievers. Yani the first wow, كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا, is a conjunction, wow al-atif, joining these two actions together. They disbelieved and they died. And then the next waw is waw al-hal. It's prefixed to a subordinate jumla ismiya, which tells us the circumstances, or describes to us the circumstance of the action of the main sentence. They died, yani they disbelieved and they died. They died under what circumstances? While they were disbelievers. Wahum kuffar. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. These upon them is the la'na of Allah, and the la'na of the angels, and the la'na of the people, أجمعين, all of them. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Here, يعني لعنة الله, joined to it by waw al-atif, is يعني الملائكتي. والناسي. So this waw والملائكه and the waw and والناسي are both atif. They are conjunctions joining the ملائكه and the ناس, yani, to the first part of the sentence, la'anatullahi. And so the meaning of it is, alayhim la'anatullah wa la'anatul malaika wa la'anatu an-nasi ajma'in. So wa hum kufar waw al-hal, and wal malaika wal nasi is waw al-atif. And the first waw is also atif, inna alladhina kafaru wa matu. The teacher says, aina waw al-hali fi hadhihi al-ayat. Where is the waw of hal in this ayat? Cuz we see yani lots of waw, right? Wa yani kafaru wa matu وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس. So he said, where is the waw al-hal in this ayat? Ubaidullah says, في قوله تعالى وهم كفار. وهم كفار. The other waws are waw al-atif. Teacher says, أحسنت. And after a pause he says, بقي ثلاث دقائق فهل من سؤال. أحسنت. يعني he says to Ubaidullah, you have done well. 3 minutes remain. بَقِيَ ثَلَاثُ دَقَائِقَ. 3 minutes remain. فَهَلْ مِنْ سُعَالٍ. Is there any question? So, here we want to look at the grammatical point related to مِنْ الزَّائِدَ. The مِنْ that's extra. So, in the English key, we explain that the meaning of this sentence, فَهَلْ مِنْ سُؤَالٍ عِنْدَكُمْ. Do you all have any question? Is there any question with you all? Here, we said that the min, الزَّائِدَ, makes the statement, or the hukum that's in the statement, general. So, is there any question? Meaning generally, any question at all. Okay, it's for emphasis, that ask any question. Emphasizing that you have any question whatsoever. Is there any question? عندكم at all. Any question at all. We also want to say that from the rules of the use of min الزائدة, there are two conditions. The first condition is that the sentence has to include يعني negation or prohibition or interrogation with hell. So here we have interrogation with hell, making it permissible to use min. And the second condition is that the majroor of min, the noun that's the object of min, should be nakira, indefinite, and that's what we have here. Okay, that Muawiyah goes on to say, yani the teacher asks, do you have any question whatsoever? Muawiyah says, na'am ladayya su'alun. Yes, with me, yani indi su'alun, there's a question with me, or I have a question. Ladayya su'alun. We said ladayya means indaka, yani it's a dharf, right? Zarf. Any of the i'rab of ladayya is a little bit tricky. I just want to say that it's lada plus ya al mutakallam. Yani it's lada as mudaf, and the mudaf ilayhi is ya al mutakallam. So lada as the mudaf, yani it's a zarf, so it's mansub. But we don't see the sign of the mansub because lada, right? It has alif maksura. And the alif maksura, yani alif doesn't take a vowel, it's not a consonant, it doesn't take a vowel. So lada, yani as being a dharf, it's mansub, and the sign of the mansub is fatha muqaddara. And it's also mudaf, yani because it has connected to it ya al mutakallam, and ya al mutakallam is yani in the place where it should be majroor, fi mahalli jar, because it's a pronoun, pronouns or mabniun, so we say it's mudaf ilayhi fi mahalli jar. There's more, yani, some further discussion concerning the i'rab of this sentence, but I think this is sufficient just to know that lada is a dharf, therefore it should be mansub, but since we can't see its fatha, then the fatha of the alif maksura of lada, so it's yani fatha muqaddara. And the ya is ya al mutakallam that's connected to it. When lada is connected to a pronoun, the alif maksura changes to ya, and that's why you have ya with shadda here. One ya for lada, the alif that became ya, and the second ya of the shadda is the ya al-mutakallim. Naam, ladayya su'alun. Ma ma'na al-hurum? Ma ma'na al-hurum? What is the meaning of al-hurum in the saying of Allah the Most High, fi qawlihi ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. يعني all you who believe, do not kill. يعني the صيد, the animals that are hunted, land animals that are hunted, وأنتم حرم, while you are in a state of إحرام. Don't kill the صيد وأنتم حرم. يعني the main sentences here is لا تقتلوا الصيد. The subordinate جملة اسمية is أنتم حرم. It's prefixed by واو الحال. And it tells us يعني something about the circumstances of the action of the first sentence, which is killing. Don't kill. Under what circumstances? While you are حرم. So the student is asking الحرم. يعني ما معنى الحرم. يعني don't kill land animals while you are حرم. The teacher says معناها محرمون. يعني the meaning of حرم is, يعني it's a plural. It means محرمون. Don't kill the land animals while you are محرمون. يعني while you are in a state of يعني إحرام. يعني while you have entered into the state of إحرام to perform Hajj or Umrah. يعني certain things are prohibited. From the, amongst the things that are prohibited while you're in the state of إحرام is killing land animals. So the meaning of حرم is محرمون. And the مفرد, مفردها, the مفرد singular form of حرم is حرام. The singular of حرم is حرام, أي محرمون. يعني in other words, حرم, its singular is حرام. Its meaning, the meaning of حرام is here, what is intended by حرام is محرم. يعني that you are in a state of إحرام. So the meaning of حرام is محرم. The meaning of the plural of حرام, حرم, is محرمون. Don't kill land animals while you're in a state of ihram, yani consecration, state of consecration for the performance of Hajj or Umrah, in which you're not allowed to clip your nails, cut your hair, engage in marital relations with a spouse, and so on. From amongst the things that are prohibited while a person is in ihram is killing land animals that are normally hunted. Muawiyah says, Jazakallahu khayran, may Allah reward you with good. At this point, yani in parenthesis, we have written يَرِنُّ الْجَرَسُ, the bell is ringing. وَيَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ, and the teacher is going out, yani of the classroom. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ, while he is saying, this is واو الحال, yani, and this subordinate جملة اسمية هُوَ يَقُولُ, its خبر is a verb, so it has to be a مضارع verb, يَقُولُ. And it's telling, it's describing to us the circumstances of the action of the main sentence, which is يَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ, he is going out. What about the circumstances of that? He was saying, he was speaking while he was going out, saying السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And he, may the salam be upon you and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. Yani the salam meaning the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, that's the end of the Arabic dialogue for lesson number 2. And what remains is to look at the exercises. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time left, but let's see, yani, we have almost a half an hour. Let's see if we can do, yani, some of these exercises that you have for homework. Yani, the first 7 exercises. The 7th one is just an oral exercise, I think. So it's really like 6 exercises. Okay, so we're going to go to the exercises on page 23, Tamarin. Exercise number 1, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer concerning the following questions. Number 1, أين رأى فيصل حامدا, where did Faisal see حامد؟ رآه وهو يدخل الحمام, he saw him while he was entering the bathroom. Number 2, أين ذهب حمزة, where did حمزة go؟ خرج, يعني حمزة خرج من الفصل وهو يحمل كتبه. وهو, where did he go? He left the classroom carrying his books. Carrying his books. يعني he thought that he returned to the mahja, but another student said what? I saw him entering the Mustawsif. Perhaps he is sick. Number 3. متى So it appears as though he went where? يعني خرج من الفصل وهو يحمل كتبه ودخل المستوصف. And he entered. يعني as one of the students mentioned, he saw him entering the مستوصف. هو يدخل المستوصف. يعني so apparently he went to the مستوصف. Number three. متى خرج الطلاب من مكة ومتى وصلوا المدينة المنورة يعني طيبة الطيبة. When did the students go out or leave from Mecca? And when did they arrive to Medina? خرجوا من مكة والشمس تطلع. They left from Mecca while the sun was rising. والشمس تطلع. ووصلوا المدينة والناس يخرجون من المسجد النبوي بعد صلاة الظهر. And they arrived at Medina while people were coming out of the Masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after صلاة الظهر. Number four. من الذي قرأ الحديث? Who is it that read the hadith? يعني الذي قرأ الحديث هو معاوية. معاوية هو الذي قرأ الحديث. Number five. ما معنى الحرم? This is a plural word. في الآية الواردة في الدرس. وما مفرده? مفرد. What is the مفرد of it? Of حرم. Okay, so ما معنى الحرم? Its meaning is المحرمون. المحرمون. And its singular مفرد is haram. The singular of haram is haram. The meaning of haram is muhrimun. Exercise number two. So, the first exercise is comprehension exercise from the reading. The next exercises are related to the matters of grammar in this lesson. So, the main manner of grammar is related to waw al-hal and the other types of waw al-atif and al-qasim. Exercise number two says تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لواو الحال. Reflect upon, examine carefully, look at and study the following examples for واو الحال. So this exercise is only dealing with واو الحال. The things that we want to pay attention to is that واو الحال is prefixed to a subordinate sentence. In this lesson it's going to be يعني a subordinate nominative sentence. يعني a جملة اسمية. Alright, so there's going to be a جملة اسمية that's prefixed by واو الحال. That's what we want to make note of. And that جملة اسمية tells us, describes to us the circumstances, should describe to us the circumstances of the action of the main sentence. If that subordinate sentence, جملة اسمية, if its خبر is a fi'l, it should be a mudari verb. Should be a mudari verb. Okay, let's look at the examples. They gave us seven sentences. The first one, حججت وأنا صغير, meaning, I performed pilgrimage while I was young. Main sentence, حججت, its action is performing Hajj. Subordinate sentence, أنا صغير, يعني, what was the circumstances of the action of performing Hajj? I was young. Number two, دخلت المسجد والناس يخرجون منه. I entered the masjid while the people were coming out from it. Again, the main sentence, دخلت المسجد. The verb of the action of the main sentence is entering. What was the circumstances described in the subordinate sentence? The people were coming out. I entered while the people were coming out. Number three, مات الرجل وهو نائم. The man died while he was sleeping. Main sentence, mata rajul. The action of the main sentence, dying. The description in the subordinate sentence about the action of the main sentence is, yani, he was sleeping. Yani, he died while he was sleeping. Number four. Asha jaddi akthar min miyati amin. Wa mata وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ. The second part is what we want to pay attention to. عَاشَ جَدِّي أَكْثَرَ مِنْ مِيَةِ عَامٍ. My grandfather lived more than 100 years. What I want to note here is the second statement, وَمَاتَ وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ. He lived more than 100 years, and he died while I was young. His dying is described as what? Circumstances while I was young. Number 5. طَلَبْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَأَنَا مُتَزَوِّجٌ. I sought knowledge while my condition was I was married. While I was married. The main sentence, its action is seeking knowledge. The description of that action in the subordinate sentence is, yani seeking knowledge while I was married. Number 6. لا تقرأ الصحيفة وأنت تمشي في الشارع. Do not read the newspaper while you are walking in the street. The main sentence, لا تقرأ الصحيفة, yani the action of the main sentence is reading. The description in the subordinate sentence, جملة اسمية, that tells us the circumstances of that action of reading in the main sentence, is do not read. Under what circumstances? While you are walking in the street. The last sentence, قال تعالى, أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Don't go near to the salat, the prayer, while you are intoxicated. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 43rd Ayat. The main sentence, لا تقربوا الصلاة. The action of the main sentence is going near, and the description in the subordinate sentence that tells us the circumstances in which you shouldn't go near to salah is if you are intoxicated. Exercise number 3. ميز واو العطفي من واو الحالي في الجمل الآتية. يعني distinguish, identify the واو العطف يعني from the واو الحال in the following sentences. ضع خطا واحدا تحت واو العطف وخطين تحت واو الحال. يعني put خطا واحدا, one line under the واو العطف, and خطين, two lines under the واو الحال. يعني for all intents and purposes we'll identify which one is واو العطف and which one is واو الحال. They gave us 6 sentences here. The first sentence, خرج المدرس من الفصل وذهب إلى مكتب المدير. The teacher went out from the classroom and he went to the office of the principal. This واو here, وذهب, يعني is واو العطف. It's joining 2 actions. He went out and he went to. خرج, he went out from a place. ذهب, he went to a place. Number 2, دخلت على المدير وهو يكتب. I entered upon the mudir in his office وهو يكتب, while he was writing. This wow is prefixed to a jumla ismiya that's telling us, describing to us the circumstances of the action of the main sentence. دخلت على المدير, the action of I entered upon the mudir, under what circumstances or conditions? Yani while he was writing. Wow al hal. Number 3, دخل حامد ومعاوية والحسن الفصل والمدرس يشرح الدرس. يعني حامد and معاوية and حسن entered the classroom والمدرس يشرح الدرس, while the teacher was explaining the lesson. So the first while, دخل حامد ومعاوية والحسن, those two wows are wow al-atif. Yani Hamid and Muawiyah and Hasan. والمدرس is wow al-hal, because yani this subordinate sentence, المدرس يشرح الدرس, is describing to us the circumstances of the action of the main sentence of entering. Yani entered, they all entered while the teacher was explaining the lesson. Exercise number 3 continues on page, on the next page, 24. Sentence number 4. أعرف اللغتين الإنجليزية والفرنسية. I know the 2 languages, English and French. Here the waw is al-inkiliziyata wa al-faransiyata. Yani these two things are joined together by the waw al-atf, a conjunction. I know the two languages, English and French. Number five. Ja'ani al-waladu wa huwa yabki wa raja'a wa huwa yadhaku. Yani al-walad, the child, came to me while he was crying, and he returned while he was laughing. And he came crying, and he returned laughing. Here, waw in both cases is waw al-hal. Yani, wa huwa yabki is telling us about, yani, the circumstances of the coming. He came while he was crying, and wa huwa yadhaq is telling us about the circumstances of raja, his returning. He returned while he was laughing. Number six. Dakhala Ismailu al-masjida wal-imamu yaqra'u al-fatihata. Ismail entered the masjid while the imam was reading al-fatiha. So, wal-imamu yaqra'u al-fatiha is the subordinate sentence. Jumla ismiya begins with the ism al-imam. Its khabar is yaqra, yani a verb, so it should be mudari. Is telling us, describing to us the circumstances of the action of entering in the main sentence. He entered while the imam was reading al-fatiha. Exercise number four is relatively brief. Ayyin naw'a kulli wawin mimma warada fil jumlati al-atiyati. Ayyin, identify the type, naw, of every waw from what? Mimma warada. From what is going to be mentioned in the following sentence. One sentence, each waw, identify it. Wallahi ma gibtu yawman wa ana sahihun la hadhihi as-sanata wa la as-sanata al-madiyah. Wallahi, this waw is waw al-qasam. Ma gibtu yawman wa ana sahihun. Yani this waw is waw al-hal. Yani wa ana sahihun is describing, yani, the action of the first sentence being absent. لا هذه السنة ولا السنة الماضية, not this year nor the past year. So this waw is waw يعني العطف. The first waw والله waw القسم. The second waw وأنا صحيح is waw الحال. And the third waw ولا السنة الماضية is waw العطف. Exercise number five. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بجملة حالية مناسبة. يعني واو plus a جملة اسمية. يعني complete the following sentences in what follows with a جملة حالية مناسبة. يعني appropriate, suitable جملة that's حالية. That is واو plus a jumla ismiya. In other words, they're giving you a main sentence and they want you to complete it with a jumla haliya, a jumla that's prefixed to with waw al-hal, that is describing the circumstances of the action of the main sentence. And in other words, the jumla haliya is going to be the waw al-hal plus a jumla ismiya. And if the khabar of that jumla ismiya is a verb, then it should be a mudari verb. The first sentence, دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ, I entered the masjid while what was happening? وَالنَّاسُ يُصَلُّونَ, while the people were praying. Or النَّاسُ يُخْرُجُونَ, or the people were coming out, or whatever. Number two, وَسَلَتْ الطَّائِرَةُ مَطَارَ جُدَّةَ, the airplane, the الطَّائِرَة, arrived at the airport of Jeddah, Jeddah. The plane arrived at the Mafar Jeddah. When it arrived, what was the circumstances? Wa ana na'imun, while I was sleeping. Plane arrived while I was sleeping. Number three, Hajjajtu, I performed pilgrimage under what circumstances? Wa ana maridun, or kabirun, or saghirun, while I was sick. Or elderly or young. Number four, رَأَيْتُ الْمُدَرِّسَ, I saw the teacher under what circumstances? وَهُوَ يَحْمِلُ كُتُبًا كَثِيرًا, while he was carrying many books. ورأيت المدرس وهو يدخل الفصل, while he was entering the classroom. Number 5. مات عمي, my paternal uncle, my father's brother, died under what circumstances? وهو كبير السن, while he was كبير السن, he was elderly. Number 6. خرجت من المدينة, I went out of Medina under what circumstances? والشمس تغرب وتطلع, while the sun was descending, setting, تغرب وتطلع, ascending, rising. I entered Medina while the sun was setting, or the sun was rising. Number 7, وصلت الرياضة, I arrived at the city of Riyadh under what circumstances? وأنا مطعب, while I was tired, worn out from the journey. Okay, there's just a few minutes remaining, so we'll take this last exercise, number 6. It's only 7 sentences. It's only 7 sentences. اجعل كل جملة مما يأتي جملة حالية, جملة حالية لجملة من إنشائك, لجملة من إنشائك. So that means make every sentence from what follows a جملة حالية. The sentence they gave us is the second part. That's the جملة حالية. They want you to make it a جملة حالية for a sentence, a sentence that we're going to begin with, جملة من إنشائك, that you have composed yourself. So you're going to make up a sentence that the sentence they gave you is going to be a jumla haliya for it. Number 1. The haliya sentence, wa anta tamshi fi shari. Don't do what while you're walking in the street? La ta'kul wa la taqra wa anta tamshi fi shari. Don't eat or don't read while you're walking in the street. Number 2. Wulida khali wa ana tiflun. The haliya sentence is while I was a child. Wulida khali, right? My maternal uncle was born while I was a child. I was already living, but I was a child when he was born, meaning that my mother's brother was born while I was young. She was already had children, and now she's having a brother. Her mother is giving birth to a child after she gave birth to a child. Wulida khali wa ana tiflun. Number 3. The haliya sentence is وَالْمُدَرِّسُ يَكْتُبُ الدَّرْسَ عَلَى السَّبُورَةِ, while the teacher is writing the lesson on the board. Don't do what? لَا تَتَكَلَّمْ وَالْمُدَرِّسُ يَكْتُبُ الدَّرْسَ عَلَى السَّبُورَةِ. لَا تَتَكَلَّمْ وَلَا تَقْرَى وَالْمُدَرِّسُ يَكْتُبُ الدَّرْسَ عَلَى السَّبُورَةِ. Don't read other things. Number 4. وَالْمَطَرُ يَنْزِلُ, while the rain is falling, descending, coming down. Don't do what while the rain is coming down? Or, that's not even necessarily don't do, mashaytu fi shari, I walked in the street, wal mataru yanzilu, while the rain was coming down. Mashaytu fi shari. Number 5. Washamsu taghrubu, while the sun is setting. خرج وخرجت من البيت. خرج المدرس والشمس تغرب. وخرجت من البيت والشمس تغرب. I went out of the house while the sun was setting. Number 6. والمؤذن يقيم, while the مؤذن is announcing the words of the إقامة. The إقامة meaning what? That he's saying that it's time to begin the congregational prayer. The mu'adhin is announcing the iqama, the time for the actual beginning of the prayer. وَصَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ وَالْمُؤَذِّنُ يُقِيمُ. I arrived in the masjid just in time while the mu'adhin was calling the iqama. And turn to page 25, the last sentence from this exercise number 7. Sentence number 7. I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah, the sentence says وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ يعني that's the جملة حالية. The main sentence يعني مَاتَ وَالِدِي وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ يعني my father died while I was young. The last exercise is really an oral exercise where the teacher is addressing the students just to make sure that they understand the meaning of wa wal hal, and it says يَطْلُبُ الْمُدَرِّسُ إِلَى كُلِّ طَالِبٍ يعني the teacher requests from every student أَنْ يَقْرَأَ الدَّرْسَ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ and each student he says to him read the lesson while you are sitting وَهُوَ وَاقِفٌ read the lesson and he says to each student read the lesson he says to each student يَقْرَأَ الدَّرْسَ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ read the lesson while he is sitting and he says to each student يعني يقرأ أن يقرأ الدرس وهو واقف يعني in other words he says to each student read the lesson while you are sitting and then he says to the student read the lesson while you are standing لتأكد من فهمه للجملة to make sure that he understands the sentence يعني the difference between read the lesson while you are sitting and read the lesson while you are standing. نعم. We're going to stop here. And hopefully, بإذن الله تعالى, I'm trying to look and see how much exercise we have remaining. Okay, so in the next session, بإذن الله تعالى, we'll take, يعني for homework, we can do for homework, maybe a review of the English key, review of يعني the vocabulary, and then the continuation of the remaining exercises from exercise number 8 on page 25 to exercise number 22 on page 27. So page 25, 26, and 27 from exercises 8 to 22. Some of these exercises are very, very brief. And some of them, the last one is an important one dealing with يعني words on the pattern of mafa'il that are ism manqus, the rules related to that. Okay? So exercise number 8 deals with la'alla, at-taraji and ishfaq. Exercise number 9 deals with the ism fi'il amra, ilaykum. Exercise number 10 deals with the word ashya, which is mamnu' min as-sarf because of its original pattern, original pattern of yani af'ila. Number 11 deals with the past tense verb being used for mustaqbal meaning, yani for du'a. Number 12 deals with min az-zaida. Number 13 deals with the dharf lada, and it changes to laday if it's connected to a pronoun. 14 are vocabulary words. Give the opposite of marid. 15, the past tense of the following verbs. They give you present tense verbs. You got to give the past tense verbs. 16 is the singular form of some plural words. 17 is the plurals of singular words. 18 is just an explanation of the meaning of the kaltu ala al-mudir. 19. Gives us the past tense, present tense, and fi'l amr for the verb aqama yuqimu. 20 is the difference between abd and obeyed. 21 is yani that both ways it's possible to say wasaltu al Medina or wasaltu ila al Medina. And 22 is yani the plural of ma'na on the pattern of mafa'il ma'anin. In other words, it is similar to that with some sentences that, inshallah, we're going to look at the I'rab of next week. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to yani grant to me and to you success in doing those things that are pleasing to Him, and he sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, pardon, and overlook our shortcomings, and that He keep us firm upon as-sirat al-mustaqim until we return to the condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen.